Welcome to the Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Heather Dominick, founder of businessmiracles.com and author of the book Different: How to Reduce Overwhelm and Increase Income as a Self-Employed, Highly Sensitive Person. Found at differentthebook.com. Since 2010, I've been training HSPs in business and leadership from around the globe to work less while making more impact and income by doing things differently. I'm so glad you joined me. Listen in and get ready. Get ready for a shift in the way you view yourself, your work, your life. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles podcast, episode 217, Being Bold and Highly Sensitive. This is our final Business Miracles podcast episode. In this final episode, I walk you through what it means to be both highly sensitive and bold, and why that's not a contradiction. It's an advantage. We talk about competence and risk as a core practice. How to recognize when you're denying your essential self, and how to pivot, and why boldness is less about hustle and more about alignment. You'll get a clear 5-step process to help you take bold action, rooted in your HSP strengths like intuition, creativity, and deep spiritual connection. This is my invitation for you, maybe more like a call to arms, to let go of the other 80% or non-HSP way of doing things, and instead lead in a way that's true to who you are. Lead. Along those lines, we will be moving this podcast over to our YouTube channel, where fresh training content, just like you receive here, will be shared twice a week. So please use the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being a committed Business Miracles podcast listener. And I'll see you on YouTube. Our focus for today's training, using mid-year energy to be bold. If you haven't already, take a moment to write that down. Using mid-year energy to be bold. So what does it mean to be bold? That phrase, that word can conjure up so many things. It can totally trigger us. So, oh my gosh, let's turn to the dictionary. According to Webster Dictionary, someone who is bold is daring and brave. Someone who is bold is daring and brave. According to Entrepreneur Magazine, bold individuals tend to have a high level of confidence in their abilities and are not afraid to take on challenges. And I recommend that at least we write down that last phrase, not afraid to take on challenges. Why is being bold important? According to Mike Robbins, who is author of many books, including Be Yourself, Everyone Else is Already Taken. Can we just appreciate that title for a minute, right? According to Mike Robbins, being bold is essential to living a fulfilling life. Let's let that sink in. Being bold is essential to living a fulfilling life. It's about living, speaking, and acting in ways that are both courageous and, most importantly, true to who you are. Brené Brown, author of Dare to Lead, references bold as being vulnerable. Being vulnerable is being bold. So that brings us to the question, can you be both highly sensitive and bold? The words bold and highly sensitive
to the other 80% don't seem to even fit well together in the same sentence. They appear to contradict each other. But there are a lot of things about highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders that are difficult to reconcile. We are, as highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders, both intuitive and strategic. As highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders, we are both wildly optimistic and fiscally wise. As highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders, we are both creatively excited and utterly terrified. It's the ultimate intentional use of the tension. Being highly sensitive and bold is the ultimate intentional use of the tension. Write that down. For us as HSEs and leaders, competence and risk equals practice. Write that down. It's not something you are or you aren't. Competence and risk equals practice. This time of year is a great time to try something new. To try something new in marketing, to try something new in selling, to try something new in the way that you are leading. Now, here's what's key, and this is so key to the highly sensitive shadow side of the brain. Being bold doesn't need to be big or drastic. Write that down. Being bold doesn't need to be big or drastic, and it will look different for each and every one of us. More than anything, being bold is about breaking out of your comfort zone. Use the tension in service to your values. Intentional. Mostly your essential self. Being bold is when you realize you're denying your highly sensitive essential self, and then you do what needs to be done to pivot. It's the opposite of the other 80%, those who are not highly sensitive. The other 80%, they say, intellect only. We say intuition first. They say you have to hustle to be successful. We say happy first, success as well. They say you have to be like us to be liked. We say no, thank you. They say sensitive is leadership weakness. We say it's a secret strength. They say, stop being so sensitive. And we say, it's my superpower. So how do we go about being bold and being highly sensitive? First and foremost, in addition to recognizing when you are denying your essential self and then choosing to pivot, you can intentionally be in practice with being bold by first identifying what scares you. Those are your limiting beliefs. That equals using the BTT. Step two, describe your fears. Also the BTT. Step three, break pattern. Do one small thing. Have that conversation you've been putting off. Say something you've been holding back on saying in your marketing. Look at trends and do the opposite. Step four, track and share your process and your progress. And step five, use your HSC strengths to support you. Use your intuition, use your creativity, use your ability to be excellent with language, use the fact that you are deeply spiritual by nature. Use your HSE strengths to support you in being bold. Let's all take a breath in. and let it out using mid-year energy to be bold.
Thank you for being a part of this Business Miracles podcast episode and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon.